You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
Welcome to the 91 Big Picture. With me are Simon Howie, co-head of SA and Africa Fixed Income, and also Bashir Omar, portfolio manager. Gentlemen, you're both responsible for several credit strategies, and I'm going to list them now, and there's more, of course, but it's high income, credit income, corporate bond, and credit opportunity strategies. And perhaps, Bashir, I could start with you, because these asset classes sort of take a backseat, certainly in the media, to, for example, equities and a couple of others. But I would imagine the last few weeks have been some of the most taxing and also exciting that you've ever seen.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. I mean, we've had a, you know, leading up into the month of March, we're actually having quite a decent run in the credit markets, especially local SA markets. We've been in an environment where credit spreads have been tightening. Performance has been great across our credit strategies, and we've been positioning our funds really well. We thought we've been positioned quite well for the environment, and the local environment in SA is quite constrained from a macro perspective. And so over the last few years, we've been doing a lot to position the appropriately, and heading into this 2020, we believe we were well positioned, and we still think we are well positioned. But of course, the macro environment has changed, and we have seen the last month, especially the month of March, with the advent of the coronavirus and increasingly as it spread across the globe, we've seen the impact that it's had on the macro economies across the world, and SA is no different. And yeah, the last month has been very, very interesting. Of course, there's lots of fear in the market. And while we are comfortable that we are still positioned appropriately, what we are seeing is an increased fear in the market and perhaps increased desire for liquidity. And we are having to deal with those. And you're right. It's exciting. It's also quite daunting. The next few months are going to be quite interesting.
Very good. And you mentioned the word liquidity. And Simon, this is where I hand over to you, because I want you to tell me about the credit market performance over the last few weeks that Bashir and I have just been talking about, and also the issue of liquidity, because it seems to me, even as a layman, that there's been almost a vacuum in between about 9.5-10% on, for example, the benchmark R186 bond in South Africa, up to its level of close to 1350. And that was all to do with a lack of liquidity. But that has been addressed, hasn't it?
Yes, so we've seen a real easing up in liquidity in the bond market now. You know, that affected asset managers, not just in primary bonds, but also in the repo market, which was really worrying. We've seen SARB intervention. We've seen the banks relaxing a little bit now and liquidity coming back into the market. So certainly improvement from that perspective. I think through that phase, it also impacted credit markets. You know, if we think of credit, you know, we're quite used to the auctions coming out and these auctions on the corporate bonds being 3-4 times oversubscribed. So a huge overhang of demand. But the demand is all kind of the same way at the moment. Your asset managers are worried about liquidity, worried about withdrawals from those funds, the unit trusts that offer overnight liquidity. And then the banks have been preserving liquidity. We're seeing that easing up a little bit now. We're also seeing that credit is starting to find a level where we are seeing some trade. So credit spreads have moved out and seeing those little bit of trade starting to occur. Now the question on performance is linked to liquidity, because this time around, this is not a credit event driven issue that we have. This is not an African bank. We saw a Steinhoff. This is very much about dislocation. And so the performance is coming through in credit spread widening. So certainly we're seeing credit spread widening. You know, we're seeing this probably being a, you know, kind of a flat month for many of the funds. For funds that take additional risk, our locked up credit opportunities funds, and very much at the pension market, you're certainly seeing negative performance due to valuations of credit spreads going out. What comes with that is now an increase in running yields and you know, over time starting to get some of that back. But that's what we're seeing in the market. So adverse performance coming through and credit spreads going out. A little bit of easing liquidity, but that still remains a major concern in our market.
Bashir, you've been bombarded with fundamentals, and you've been bombarded with all sorts of events that are beyond your control. But what is in your control is your long-term goal and your long-term philosophy and your long-term strategy at 91. But you must have been looking at your portfolios and saying to yourself, perhaps we ought to make changes. Have you made any changes?
Sure. You know, I think I've always said when speaking to clients that we do position our portfolios to be resilient across economic cycles. And I guess this type of environment is an opportunity to test that thinking. So having said that, I mean, from our perspective, you know, it has been a long time coming. You know, we've always been anticipating Moody's downgrade. We've been anticipating weakening economic growth. And from that perspective, we've always felt that a defensive strategy was the appropriate strategy to implement. And we've been doing that for a few years. I think I alluded to this earlier. So coming into 2020 and with the advent of this shock to the system, we refer to as a black swan event, the coronavirus, you know, ultimately, we were comfortable and we are comfortable with the way we position the fund. The defensive positioning across sectors and counters that are non-cyclical, where we favored the banks, in particular senior banks. We had the view that we'll rather take higher risk to quality than go down the risk curve to generate returns for our clients. And we've done that, and we've been consistent in implementing that. And as we head into this uncertain environment, we increasingly believe that the positioning from a fundamentals perspective is appropriate. What is, of course, a question mark and something that has been on our minds over the last 2-3 weeks has been the liquidity impact and the demand for liquidity that Simon is talking about. While we feel we are exposed to the more liquid, and we definitely have positioned our funds in favor of the more liquid sectors in the market, i.e. banks, insurance companies, We are obviously monitoring the situation closely. And so that has given us, I guess, something to think about. Notwithstanding the fact that we are defensively positioned, given the unprecedented, event that we are experiencing and enduring, our concern right now is for liquidity.
Simon, just finally from you, looking ahead is almost 1 hour these days rather than 1 day or 1 week or 1 month or even 1 year and beyond. So you have to really keep on your toes. But with this crisis comes so many opportunities. What opportunities are you seeing?
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, you know, with credit markets, they don't move as quickly, you know, some of your other kind of highly traded markets. You know, we do tend to have a kind of a 1 to 3 year view when we look at rebalancing portfolios. As Bashir alluded to, you know, we've spent the last 3 years being incredibly bearish, being incredibly defensive. And in a way, you wait for opportunities like this. You wait for opportunities of dislocation. So it is too early now. Now is focus on risk, focus on liquidity. But clearly, we've got half an eye on, as we come out of this, the fact that good companies will require funding. Credit spreads are going to be higher. There's going to be opportunistic opportunities to actually put money to work, you know, at spreads we simply would not have got if we go back, you know, before this crisis. So in your investment grade funds, it's a very cautious approach, but definitely looking for those higher spreads and rotating into them as we come out the other side. But we need some real certainty that we are through the worst before we start thinking about that. On our higher risk strategies, our credit opportunities, there already we are able to put a little bit of money to work, particularly where we have the allocations to offshore in Africa, because some credit spreads have gone from sort of 350 over to literally 1,000 over. So already putting a little bit of money to work in that real dislocation that's been driven by offshore liquidity concerns and fund outflows, and then thinking about the private markets, waiting for those opportunities to arise, which inevitably they always do.
Gentlemen, thanks so much for your insight. Simon Howie is co-head of SA and Africa Fixed Income, and Bashir Omar is portfolio manager, both at 91. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.